Here's a picture of laryngeal myasthenia. You can kind of see, if you look at it, how the vocal folds themselves are a little bit flabby, okay? That's a little surprising. That's due to the lack of use in this case, okay? They've done something to make them not as tense, okay? So this is where it might look like they're paralyzed or whatever. You can only see this, you know, it is possible when you look down on a laryngeal mirror that the vocal folds look normal. And if you really want to see laryngeal myasthenia, you have to do VLS so that you can see that the vocal folds are not coming together. So in this case, this is off the web, obviously, so it looks a little different. You can see a huge gap there. You're even seeing a little bit larger gap here at the anterior commissure. Okay, so that's a pretty big gap. You wouldn't expect that in somebody. Now, maybe they're breathing deep. I don't know. But nevertheless, they've got, you know, good gap there. But VLS will help you see that the vocal folds are not coming together well and not vibrating well.